When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Final hours here. Takiyo has joined us. And Takiyo, Hugh Freeze makes the big announcement today. Most people expected Peyton Thorne to get the starting job, but what does it mean?
It means, I think, Auburn offensively, they can go ahead and continue to get on schedule and stay on the schedule. I think other players can understand and know what exactly they're going to get out of their signal caller, meaning the quarterback, Peyton Thorne. So I think and I also want to mention, too, you know, when you look at this move, it's like, well, did Robbie not do enough, or is he not going to play? Listen, they're going to count on Robbie, and they're going to need him, especially in an RPO type of system.
Right.
And so when you have this type of system, it's important that he stays engaged and he knows that, and I'm sure they're going to relay that to him, because at any time we hear the cliche thing all the time, hey, you're just one play away. Well, you truly are one play away if something happens, God forbid. But then the other side of it is, let's go back to media week, to where Coach Freeze talked about, look, Robbie is the most athletic quarterback that I've ever seen and ever coached. So you best believe if you're running a system that's going to highlight his talents, he's not going to keep him on the sideline or keep him on ice. Right. He's going to allow him to be able to go out and play. And also from the defensive side, it's going to present a lot of problems and make it hard for the opposing teams to keep up with that.
Let me broaden this for a second, because there are still a couple of quarterback jobs open. The main one is in Alabama, although most people think it's coalescing around Jalen Milroe. But when you're 2 weeks out from even a ho-hum opener, how important is it to know what's going on? And how often, or is it true that most of the time you really do know at that point?
I think a lot of times, you, for the most part, you want to know and you think you do know. But when you don't have your quarterback settled and it's truly like a question mark, not only to America, but to the rest of the team, like, you're sitting on eggshells. You're like, man, as a player, you're hoping inside of that locker room, I hope he just pulls away with it. This is the guy I want to see make it. And it's not about friends, but it's more so just giving you some type of direction, because I've been on the opposing side hoping for a quarterback to win that job. Because now it puts me in the mindset of knowing defensively, all right, fellas, we know this week we can't be – if they get across to 50, it's going to be tough sledding for us to win this game. So now you're playing not to make a mistake versus going out and just playing regular and just letting whatever happens happen.
How important is it to determine – because there are only so many reps in a practice, and you're starting to spend them foolishly if you're playing – two or three quarterbacks, aren't you?
Yeah, and that's the other part that I think that I want to make it known to the public, because why it's so important, and I think the reason why Auburn went ahead and named Peyton the starting quarterback, is because you only can give guys so many reps. Like, it's not like, yeah, we have all day. It's not like a 9-to-5 job to where you ain't finna be on no field for 9-to-5. So you got to be able to take advantage of, you may get 40, 50 snaps in a practice, and they're going to break those down within three quarterbacks, but the number one quarterback is going to get the most plays. And so now what it does when you look up in Tuscaloosa, I think it's important that the quarterbacks need to start separating themselves to earn those reps, because it puts your team in a different mindset. And then also the timing with wide receivers. They're going to know, okay, these are the plays that are designed for me. This is what I know I have to do. And when you know that and you come into it with some type of expectation, then at least allows it gives you a better gauge meter on how to attack your day.
We're talking to Takeo Spikes, a number of things going on. I've been wanting to ask you this since I saw the clip, and I'm not even sure I understand exactly what was going on, but Coach Prime never fails to garner the nation's attention. From what I know, a scuffle broke out in a game yesterday, or in a practice yesterday, and I want you to kind of explain what you saw and then what Deion said.
What I saw was the scuffle going on. And
no big deal.
Listen, it's training camp. It's hot. You know, 90 degrees, gnats outside. You don't want to be out there anyway, but you're out there. And somebody does something. But what I saw was the sense of urgency for everybody to get into the fight. Not meaning everybody throwing blows.
They were just two guys, and they were just pushing each other.
But it was the lack of not having everybody involved.
Nobody even paid attention, right?
And nobody, you know, and just hearing him say, we got two guys walking off and not even jumping into the fight or coming even trying to see what's happening.
Right.
What Prime is trying to do is create the culture of what he wants. And it's not saying I need for you to go out there and be violent and hurt your teammate.
Right.
But what it means is as a family, as family members, you and I can fight. But I'll be damned, I'm going to let somebody else come in here and fight one of my family members.
Right.
And if they do, you better be prepared to fight all of us. And so that's what he's trying to create, that family type of atmosphere, letting people know you ain't just messing with one of us, you messing with all of us. And let me remind people, like Colorado only won one game last year.
Yeah.
So, you know, like that's breaking news. Like you got to be able to – I would rather much pull my guys off of somebody from fighting versus trying to throw you on, because that lets me know you don't have no dog in you. There's no fight in that all.
Is there a difference between college and the NFL? Because that it seems like that you're always seeing something, but the coaches try to stop it? Do they have a method to the madness? In the NFL, I can't imagine they really want serious fights, do they?
Yeah, no, they don't. It's in college. Well, NFL is advertised more,
right?
Because you see the entire team jumps into it. But in college, you don't see it because a lot of cameras are not privileged to be out there
right.
While the guys are practicing. But ultimately, when I just look at this big picture, he's trying to create a culture there to where they understand.
So he uses it as a teaching
experience. I am my brother's keeper.
Right, got it. Next time there's a scuffle, there'll be 100 players in the middle of it.
Yeah, it might be the trainers over there too, from the way he's barked at everybody.
Do you think he with a tough season ahead because he's used to winning.
Yep.
You know they have two marquee games, they lose both. I mean, do you think it will be a challenge for him to not only keep his team motivated, but Deion likes to be in the spotlight.
Yeah, you know what about that, Paul? I think regardless of whatever may happen, if he wins, that's exactly what he wants. But if he loses, he's still going to get what he wants.
Okay.
But I think bottom line is what he's trying to teach overall is that it's a process. And you can't just be in love with the highs. You got to be in love with the lows as well, because the only way you can appreciate the high is you got to touch the low parts. And I'm pretty sure they don't have all of the pieces of the puzzle in place. So they are going to struggle at times. But at least when you turn on the TV, when I heard him going back to the fight, if they lose a game, at least people at home can say, that Colorado team may only won one game last year, but they got a damn lot of fight in them. You know, and so for me, that's what I hear and that's what I see he's trying to install into his team.
How much do you, just from a training stand, I mean, there's so much to learn there. As a player, did you get much out of training? I mean, you were a good player. You felt like you needed to prove yourself. How did you approach training camp?
Well, training camp, first year, you're trying to learn everything. But as a veteran of training camp, it's important now, not only do I know what I need to do, but let me start learning what everybody else is doing. Okay. So I see how I fit into the puzzle. Regardless if you're a star, you still need to see why you do what you do, because every play is not meant to be made for you, or every player is not meant to turn the ball back to you. So you need to see how it fits within the grand scheme of things so you don't become bored with the process. That's what I see with all of the great players. I officially spent 15 months in training camp in the National Football League. That's a year and 3 months of in training camp. And that was the hard dog days, like doing prison time, where you got 3 a days. And spending that amount of time in training camp, 2 a day practices, full pads, you got a special team practice. They want everybody to go out there, so you're still hot, sweating. Like, it's tough.
It's just like crossing off calendar days on a desert island, just like, okay, I'm a week down. It has to be endless.
Yeah, that's what you do. And like, I tell you a good story. My mother, we used to cross off the calendar days, but my mother, shout out to Mama Spikes, she used to send me oatmeal pies. And I used to receive like 12 come in a box. And we used to be like, all right, 12 in a box. We'll lay them out on the counter, get 2 boxes. And we'll be like, this is going to sustain us. 1 oatmeal pie a day. We're going to pull it down, leave the wrapper up there versus marking off the calendar. That's not getting bored with the process. You actually enjoying the process of eating that oatmeal pie. You look forward to eating that oatmeal pie because you knew another day was down.
Well, it was over. You had to be pretty happy.
Yeah, it was. Oatmeal pies and chili cheese Fritos. That was my snack.
Mama Spikes.
She was awesome.
What was her go-to
She's
meal
awesome.
For you when growing up?
Go-to meal, it's a Southern delicacy now, Paul. And my sister loves you, by the way. She wanted me to tell you that. she's in love with you. But her delicacy is, we used to eat raccoon on.
Raccoon?
Yeah, like on Thanksgiving or like Christmas time, really during Christmas time.
Glad to know
time.
That's a delicacy.
Yeah, and I had to tell her, like, and we used to eat like hog chitlins and all of that, but I was like, Mom, you know what? You know, I was like, Mom, we don't have to live like that anymore. You know, so.
You got a son who's all pro in
yeah,
the NFL.
Yeah, we ain't got to eat like that no more. I know it brings us together, but, and, you know, I actually had somebody to get a raccoon when I was playing in Cincinnati, and we had a barbecue raccoon, and I had some of the guys to try it. I didn't tell them until after they ate it. That didn't go over so well either, Paul.
That is amazing. That's funny.
So maybe I have to bring one for you on the show this year for Christmas.
Feel free to bring it. Make sure,
will you indulge?
Make sure there's a garbage can nearby. Best to your sister.
She's seeing the show right now, so I'm pretty sure she'll be
doing it. Where's she live?
She's based out of Atlanta. Dr. Talisa Spikes.
Oh, my goodness.
Proud of her. Well, so
Doc,
proud of her.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Takiyo, great to see you.
I always enjoy the time spent.
You bet. We'll take a break. We're back 45 more minutes. We'll get to your phone calls in just a second.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
And welcome back as we continue. Legacy is up next in Georgia. Hello, Legacy.
Hello.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Woo! What's up, my red and black hat brother? Woo! I mean, how does Legion have the nerve to ask what Brian Kelly's known for? I mean, he did win the West last year. He did. Alabama. Woo! Red and black hat brother. Go Dawgs.
AJ is up next.
Mr. Paul, hope you're doing well today. I apologize. Yesterday I made a mistake, so I'm guilty as charged. But won't happen again, ever. But I want to touch up on this guy that called in earlier about the he said he had legendary numbers about calling, trying to call in the show 230-something times. And I want to tell you, when I first started calling, I seen my phone. I finally got through to you at 444 calls. Now, that's just insanity. Passion quits at about 350. But you know what, Paul? I'm not trying to let any air pressure out of your head over there. By no means, because I was that relentless to get on the show, but it was not necessarily to talk to you as much as it was to tell Jim what kind of a low-down, lock lizard, loser, backstabbing, uneducated, uncompelling scumbag of the earth that he is. And that's a fact, Jim. Nothing but a loser, Jim. Or damn.
JJ is up next. Good afternoon, JJ.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? This is my first time calling. Interesting enough, I saw Tequila was just on your show. I'm just south of Augusta, so Tequila played high school ball just a little short drive away from me. But what I called for was in response to one of your earlier callers and him comparing Kirby to Dabo. I just called to dispute that. The fact is that Kirby has the luxury of being the head coach at the University of Georgia. Georgia year in and year out produces more D1 athletes, D1 football players than any other state, except for maybe Texas, Florida, and California. So unless we forget that Kirby's only one blown play away from having a third national championship.
It sure is. You're right.
So, yeah, Kirby and Dabo are not of the same they're not cut from the same cloth. I know it's a cliche, but the saying goes, it's not about the X's and the O's, it's the Jimmy's and the Joes. And Kirby is getting the Jimmy's and the Joes that Dabo can only dream about getting at this point.
I think you're right about that. I mean, Dabo's got a great program, but it is right now, and that's the one thing people don't understand, that the roster at UGA, the depth is unparalleled. I mean, nobody can touch it at the moment.
Yes, I live in Waynesboro, which is a short drive right just south of Augusta. And if you're a true sports fan, you know about Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
But I actually work over in South Carolina. And I like to poke fun at there's a lot of Clemson and South Carolina fans that I work with. And I often tell them, if you go back and look at the last two national championships, and maybe the one that they won under Danny Ford also, there's three things that those national championship pro teams have in common from Clemson University. All three of the quarterbacks that started for those teams were from the state of Georgia. Enough said.
Yeah, not only that, those three national championships were coached by coaches who played at Alabama.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, sir. So, no, I think he has some house cleaning to do. He needs to rein in some of the guys, their off-the-field activities. But as far as Kirby and Dabo, I don't see this thing ending anytime soon with Kirby. If he continues to recruit the way he's recruiting, and now this thing is more than just the state of Georgia. Kirby's able to start handpicking talent that he wants from other states. So, no, Kirby and Dabo are not the same coaches.
JJ, thank you. It's great to hear from you. Hope to hear from you again soon. David is in North Carolina. Hello, David.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are great. Thank you.
So I wanted to come on today and talk about South Carolina against Georgia September 16th. You know, I think South Carolina's got – it's kind of like a – I think it's a trap game for Georgia. I think they really got a chance to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, they're 2.5-point underdog. I think that speaks for itself. I just think it's a battle of quarterbacks. But one thing that I keep hearing, and everybody talks about Drake May, but Spencer Rattler apparently is having a great camp. And you know, he's got an amazing upside. We just didn't see much of it last year. We saw it at the end.
Yeah, you know, I think week one versus North Carolina, I think that's a really big statement game for us. If they can win that game, I think we got a really good chance going into September 16th. I think this is the year Spencer Rattler has I honestly think he could be a Heisman contender.
Could be. Hey, for that to happen, David, they'll need to be really good, and their schedule is incredibly difficult. Ron, thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Mr. Paul, thank you for having me on the greatest SEC show of all time.
Thank you.
I got a question for you, Paul. Hugh Freeze, you and I go back a few months on discussion of him before he was hired at the University of Alabama. You weren't sure that they would hire him, and I told you that, in my opinion, that they were going to hire him because he's a good old boy. He would hand them the cup of coffee and do it. But that's really not what I'm saying is I have a question for you on Hugh Freeze. Right now, Nick Saban holds a 3-2 record over Hugh Freeze. Okay, Hugh Freeze has beat him a couple times. Now, this is his first time reign as being a head coach. I know you're going to tell the truth. Do you think he's regrouping, or you think, if I'm correct, Alabama goes to Auburn and plays. Am I correct, Paul?
100%.
Okay. So, in your opinion, do you think Hugh Freeze, just his first year as a coach, is he going to do well, or is he going to need another year or two? I'm curious to hear what you have to say, sir.
Yeah, Ron, I think he'll do okay. I just don't think he has enough players right now to contend. And I think he's showing every indication that he will get them, but you can't walk into a program like even Auburn, get a couple of transfers, get a couple of people from the portal, and expect to take on Alabama and Georgia. You're not even close when it comes to roster.
That is so true. And I like the caller, Ernest, from Louisiana, when he said he cut his finger and he bled purple and gold because he's an LSU fan. But you're going to like this. As all of you know, my wife is an Alabama woman, and I'm an Ohio State. So I'm going to bleed. If I cut my finger, I'm going to bleed crimson red and scarlet red. Roll Tide and go Buckeyes, Paul.
Thank you, Ron. We head to the break. We still have 30 minutes remaining here on a Thursday afternoon. Stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
See now, straight ahead, that begins at 7 p.m. And let's get back to the calls. And David is in North Carolina. North Carolina. Good afternoon, David.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay, David, what's up?
Well, I was going to ask, who do you think will be the starting QB at Alabama? And please say, I hope it's not Milrose.
If we're talking about the Middle Tennessee game, which is 2 weeks away, I think it will be Jalen Milroe.
That Middle Tennessee, I mean, they're not that good. We saw them pass the ball against Texas A&M. He could not pass against the big teams.
Well, David, I understand what your frustration, and I don't think the first game starter is that important, though. I think it's really what do we see in that game? And is there someone, either Buckner or Simpson, that can challenge and make enough progress between now and then to be a factor in the next game?
I like Buckner. And if you poll Alabama fans, 80% say that they did not want Milrose.
Why not, other than the one game you saw him play last year?
He can't pass the ball. They were all in the dirt. The only thing he has is running.
Okay. Well, David, I'll try to spare you the normal coach speak. I have no idea what Nick Saban and Tommy Rees are watching every day at practice, but hopefully very soon we will. Man, young Alabama fan, not happy. I-Man is up next.
Well, and I probably, can put my finger on the thumb, on this little subject here. Saban's not sure what he's seeing in his offensive coordinator, isn't he? What they do see is a long 13 weeks in front of them. And they can't run from it. Paul, it's come to the point in time, there's dates on the calendars, there's times on the clocks, and you can't run from it. It's just like your show. I mean, it's 4 hours. Now, you do take off more than Johnny Carson, but you are here.
Johnny only worked 3 days a week, man. Come on.
But you're getting close to that time. You're fixing to get
I try to, I try to squeeze four in a week, sometimes three, but I'm always here 2 days a week.
Well, and it's getting that busy time of the year. And so you've had your little break, and you'll be live, and you'll be talking to the janitors and the tennis coaches on Friday and all those kind of things.
You like that Friday show, don't you?
I tell you what, that Friday show just takes me out, because that's really the day the fans ought to be calling and talking the most smack. And then instead on Monday having all the guests that you have, all the ESPNized folks talking about what went wrong and what the quarterbacks were thinking.
You got to understand, we talk to all the ESPN guests during the week, and then Friday they're all in the same place, so we got to make sure we get them on. We have to go to the Vanderbilt Alabama A&M game. We need the reporter from that game, don't we?
No comment.
And then we need we need all the people that are on the show you're going to see the next day.
Well, but Fridays and Mondays should
and then,
be for the fans. They talk smack.
Then the volleyball coach,
like
the tennis
this call
coach,
ought to be my call.
Coach.
I mean, you don't have to explain yourself.
Well,
I mean,
I'm just trying to let you know.
I just ask
way,
a simple
the way
question.
It's done here at ESPN.
When you're in the courtroom and the lawyer asks you a question, your lawyer says, "Don't answer any more than what's necessary and shut up." Mondays, Fridays and Mondays belong to the fans. They talk smack, and then you got to eat crow on Monday. But wasn't it great to hear from Manuel? Manuel has been gone a long time.
Manuel came back with the same take he's had every time he's ever called. Texas will win. Doesn't matter who they're playing.
And that's a good one. And you know, Paul, it's almost time that we're going to start pushing all the friendships and everything aside, because it's getting football time. It's about time to start knocking the mud off the cleats and just do some finger pointing and some eye gouging. And that's just the way it's going to be. But back on the Bammers, I mean, Nick Saban has got appointments that he's got to make. And he's dodging them all. I really like the way he said that about the quarterback. You need to make us play you. Don't come in here expecting anything. You got to make us make a decision. Now, Nick Saban's not a good coach.
Question: Why is this? What is there about Nick Saban that gets?
He's just
under
not
your
a good
skin?
Coach, Paul. He's not a good coach. He's not a good game coach. He's not in the game. He just stands over there and hollers and screams and has his little tantrums. He likes patting men on the ass. But you look it around at some of the other coaches, they actually looking at play charts. I mean, Hugh Freeze named quarterback because he knows what a quarterback looks like. Nick Saban hadn't got a clue what a quarterback looks like. Now, Nick Saban's got some appointments to make, and I tell you, it's going to be a long season for little Nicholas. Long season for little Nicholas or damn Eagle.
Wow. Joe is up next in Houston. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Paul. Let me just go on the record as saying I don't agree with I-Man. I think Nick Saban knows a little bit about quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, and, the guy that doesn't, that I-Man says doesn't know anything about quarterbacks, his last four quarterbacks are all starting in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. When I turned on my TV a little bit ago, and I only had to call about three times before I got in, but I told the guys that answered the phone that you need to have a closet full of maroon ties. That's a good-looking tie.
Thank you.
That's the best-looking outfit I've seen you wear lately. I want you to know that Matthew is my grandson. And Matt, I've had detailed Matthew to come up with some new scouting material. And I'm looking for something on Wegman. I'm not hearing much. I guess, you know, I hear guys talking every once in a while saying the Aggies are going to be the Alabama's roughest game, or that's going to be a great game. But I don't hear any detail. And so I'm going to get Matthew to find out how Wegman's doing.
You tell Matthew. Now, how old is Matthew?
He's 12.
Okay. Well, we have talked about Wegman, but not in great detail. So we need a breakdown of Wegman, what he does well, his passing efficiency, and that's a great idea. Well, you take care of yourself, Joe. Thank you very, very much. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, I like the show today, Paul. I reckon my afternoon coffee. But, yeah, I got to agree with that last caller. I don't take any stock in anything that our man says. Not nowadays, I don't. There's times in the past I did, but not nowadays. But you know what? It don't matter. And the caller before that, like before our man, it don't matter if he's 90% of the Alabama fans want to quarter. Nick Saban don't let the fans. Hey, there's a reason he's making the big bucks, you know, being the head coach. And fans is just fans. We don't see what Nick Saban sees, or all these coaches see every day in practice. They see what we don't see. And, you know, it ain't always the best decision. But, you know, even when Tua will come in that national title game with Georgia, his first, he threw an interception before he ever threw a touchdown. And Saban still kept him in there. So you can't go by Milroe in one game on how he plays, because – I mean, for one thing, Texas is a pretty good team, so is Arkansas. I mean, they're both pretty decent teams, so you can't judge that right there. But I do want to address something here that I heard Jim say yesterday, talking about me being bald-headed and me and a bunch of guys in a picture from a few months ago. Well, that picture was at Miss Phyllis' funeral. And, no, we weren't wearing ball caps because we was at a funeral. And you know what? So I do shave my head, and I'm 59 years old. I'm 20 years younger than Jim. So, you know, I don't mind telling my age out there. But you know what? Girls I know like my head. So, you know what? Hey, I'm a little thin on top, so I just shave my whole head. That's just my preference. But, you know, Jim, at least he, you know, he won't even show his face. And And I'll just say this right here, Paul, because I don't want to ramble on too much, or I'll end up saying something I shouldn't be saying. But I'll just say this about Jim. He needs to repent. That monkey butt breath dummy needs to repent. And he can go floss his teeth with my underwear, Paul. You have a good day. Roll Tide.
We will be back. Final few minutes are straight ahead.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.